children, and was quite incapable of managing them. "Four visitors will be quite enough," said Miss Arundel. "In any case, Bella spoils her children abominably. They never dream of doing what they're told." Minnie Lawson murmured, "Mrs. Tanyos is a very devoted mother." Miss Arundel said with grave approval, "Bella is a good woman." Miss Lawson sighed and said, "It must be very hard for her sometimes, living in an outlandish place like Smyrna." Emily Arundel replied, "She has made her bed, and she must lie on it." And having uttered this final Victorian pronouncement, she went on, "I am going to the village now to speak about the orders for the weekend." "Oh, Miss Arundel, do let me. I mean, nonsense. I prefer to go myself. Rogers needs a sharp word. The trouble with you is, Minnie, that you're not emphatic enough. Bob? Bob? Where is the dog?" A wire-haired terrier came tearing down the stairs. He circled round and round his mistress, uttering short staccato barks of delight and expectation. Together, mistress and dog passed out of the front door and down the short path to the gate. Miss Lawson stood in the doorway, smiling rather foolishly after them, her mouth a little open. Behind her, a voice said tartly, "Them pillowcases you gave me, miss, isn't a pair."
"What? Oh, how stupid of me."
Minnie Lawson plunged once more into household routine. Emily Arundel, attended by Bob, made a royal